This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Pakistan, detectives from Scotland Yard released their findings today on the assassination of opposition leader Benazir Bhutto. Their conclusion? That Bhutto died from a severe head injury caused by the blast of a suicide bomb rather than from a gunshot wound to the head. President Pervez Musharraf asked Scotland Yard to investigate after his own government's claims were met with skepticism. And now it turns out the British team supports the government's contentions. NPR's Jackie Northam is following the story from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad, and joins us to talk about it. And Jackie, Scotland Yard just released its report to the media. You've had a chance to look it over. Tell us about its major findings and some of the details in it.
Well, as you say, the report says that Bhutto did not die of a bullet wound, but it says that instead she was thrown back by the impact of a blast from a suicide bomb and hit her head on the SUV that she was traveling in. The report indicates that the head injuries were severe and that she suffered a major trauma on the right side of her head. It explains that in the final moments of her life, Bhutto stood up and waved to the crowds through what was presumed to be a sunroof of the armored vehicle she was in. But the Scotland Yard report said that, in fact, it was an escape hatch that had about a 4-inch metal lip. Investigators said the amount of explosives detonated by the suicide bomber created an enormous force and slammed her head into that metal lip on the escape hatch. And the British investigators found that's what killed her. The report also said that her assassination was carried out by one person, not two people, as widely believed.
And Jackie, the report acknowledges that the British investigators did have limited material. For one thing, the crime scene had been swept clean immediately. Bhutto's family didn't allow a postmortem. So how did these investigators come to these conclusions?
Well, the report made it clear that their investigation was complicated because the crime scene was hosed down and open to traffic before they even got there, the investigators. There was no autopsy, and what it said, there was an absence of a recognized process for body recovery and victim identification. However, the report said that there were head x-rays taken of Bhutto at the hospital, and they used dental records to verify those x-rays were of Bhutto, and that none of those x-rays showed any signs of a bullet wound. British investigators also used video footage taken the day that she was killed, and also relied on what they called insight of the medical personnel who attended to her, as well as Bhutto's family, who washed her remains as part of the preparation for her burial. Obviously, the investigators would have liked more to go on, but the report says the evidence that was available was enough to draw reliable conclusions about the cause of her death.
And Bhutto's family and supporters had blamed the Pakistani government for her death. Will the fact that this Scotland Yard report supports the government's version of events dampen a speculation that it was behind this in any way?
That's unlikely. There is widespread belief among Bhutto's family, her political party, the public, the media, both domestic and international, that the government, one of its agencies, such as the intelligence agencies, was responsible for her death. I recently spoke with an official at the local chapter of Gallup, the polling organization, and that group has been doing some polling on this and found that nearly half the people they spoke with believes that the government did have a hand in Bhutto's assassination. It's difficult to gauge whether the Scotland Yard report is going to change people's minds.
And the detectives were asked, of course, how Bhutto died, not who killed her. Has the Pakistani government made any headway in working out who was behind this?
Well, so far, four people have been arrested in this case. Two just yesterday. One of the suspects who was arrested earlier is a 15-year-old boy. But the prime suspect, the person the Pakistani government and the CIA, for that matter, consider to have masterminded Bhutto's assassination, is a Taliban leader named Baitella Masood. And he's based in Pakistan's tribal region. The army has launched an offensive into that area, but it's remote, and Masood has a lot of supporters and fighters in that region.
NPR's Jackie Northam speaking from Islamabad, Pakistan. Thanks very much.
Thank you.